Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and as usual, every Tuesday, we talk a little bit about WT Ag in the Agricultural Sciences Department. Today, I have sitting next with me Dr. Lance Baker, who is an assistant professor in the animal science, but more specifically, equine health and nutrition. How are you doing today, Dr. Baker?
Great, Bryce. Thanks for having me.
Of course, it is always a pleasure to talk a little bit about equine sciences. I feel like it's not talked about enough out in the industry, and you are one of the leading professionals up here at WT. So what got you started in the equine industry, and especially what brought you here to West Texas A&M University?
I grew up in Amarillo, went down to Texas Tech for a bachelor's, was on the rodeo team down there, and also worked out at the old Lubbock Horse Auction for my entirety down there in Lubbock. From there, I met the other faculty member who happens to be here at WT, Dr. John Pipkin. He was actually working on his PhD down at Texas Tech at the time. Walked in his office one evening after a rodeo team meeting and introduced myself. He was brand new to campus. He was the new, quote, horse guy on campus. And he started, we just started chatting, and I started on his horse judging team. That was spring of 19, a long time ago. And so I started judging for him on his horse judging team and finished up that fall. From there, he helped send me over to Oklahoma State University, where I did my graduate work under Dr. Don Topliff, who was a former department head and dean here at West Texas A&M, and who is now the provost down at Angelo State University. And while there, I did my research in equine nutrition and also coached the equine judging team with Dr. Topliff, and got seriously involved in on the judging side. And then towards the end of that career, there in grad school, was looking for something to do, and the position here at WT came open, and I applied for it and was fortunate enough to get that. And that's been quite a number of years ago, and I've been here ever since. I have had some other opportunities I've looked at in the feed industry, but none of them were ever quite good enough to get me out of the WT Ag department.
So you deal with equine health and sciences. So what's some of the, you know, classes, programs that you do on your end of animal science and the equine side?
On the horse side here at WT in our equine industry program, it's the degree, the major is called the Equine Industry and Business or Equine Business Degree or Equine Industry. It's the whole program is the equine industry program. And then those that want to major in equine industry, they actually major in equine business. So it's an option under agribusiness. It's not an equine science degree per se, because we didn't want to limit an animal science major to one species and then throw out all the beef cattle, dairy cattle, and pigs. And so we wanted to make it more business oriented, although our students do get an automatic minor in animal science. So it's already built in. They don't have to take any other extra classes. And so it really sets them up with a broad base of business courses. They can take those business courses similar to agribusiness. They can take those here in the ag department in ag economics, or they can take them over in the College of Business. And so within that program, I teach the sophomore level equine care and management, where we talk a lot about health and diseases, vaccines, vaccinations, deworming, parasites, et cetera, et cetera. I also teach on the equine side, the equine science and production class for seniors, and also the equine business management class, also for senior equine industry majors. And then to the department, I teach the principles of nutrition class, which is a junior level course and pretty much required for almost all our majors.
Well, I know besides just teaching, you have another second huge job as being the coach of the ranch horse program here at WT. And you had a pretty good year this year What is going on with the Ranch Horse program here?
So the Ranch Horse team, these are really, really blowing up all over the country. The Ranch Horse team, these students compete on their own horse, and they compete in versatility ranch horse classes. And those classes, the AQHA, the APHA, have versatility ranch horse classes. Our shows primarily are at Stock Horse of Texas shows. Mm-hmm. Executive director of that is Jill Dunkel, and SHOT has been around for probably around 30 years or so. And the whole point of those shows is for people to bring not a traditional show horse, but more of a using horse. Mm-hmm. And they show in four classes. They show the same horse in four classes, and that would be Ranch Pleasure, Ranch Trail, Ranch Reining, and then they show in a cow class. And the cow mm-hmm. classes are divided amongst their experience levels. So the novices do what's called just boxing, mm-hmm. which is holding a cow on the end of the arena for 50 seconds. The next step up is the limiteds or intermediates, and they do what's called box drive, box drive. So they'll box the cow down on the end of the arena. They'll drive the cow down to the other end of the arena, box that cow again, and then drive him back across the middle, and then that pattern is over for them. And then the top division, or the non-pros, what we call a non-pro is just really cattle speak for amateur. Mm-hmm. The non-pros do work down the fence. And so this is like the working cow horse class in AQHA and the paints, where they box the cow on an end, they turn the cow on the fence at least two times, and then they pull up and they can either rope the cow and mm-hmm. stop him, or they can circle the cow two directions, both directions, out in the middle of the pen. And so, like I said, it's real challenging. The students have to do all four of those classes on the same horse, mm-hmm. which is a challenge. But these shows are extremely popular. I took over the program. We had a team that has been going, it's club sport, for a while. I took over the team in 20, and we had enough to move up to what we call Division One. Division One means you have two students in each of those three divisions we just talked about. Wow. So Division One teams have students in each division. Division Two schools usually only have the boxing and the box drivers, so mm-hmm. the bottom two divisions. The Division II schools don't have the students that are in the top division. Mm-hmm. And so in that Division I are schools like ourselves, Texas Tech University, Tarleton State, North Central Texas College is often in that division, Texas A&M, mm-hmm. Our branch campus down south in College Station, they're in the Division I. And then, so at this last spring at our collegiate national championship show, there were five schools in Division One, there were nine schools in Division Two competing. Wow. And that's increasing every year. 2 years ago in 20, we were reserve national champions in D1. This past year, we were third high team. And also this past year, we have two current reigning world or national champion individuals. Kirsten Wood, a transfer from Colorado, is the reigning SHOT or Stock Horse of Texas. Mm-hmm. We call it SHOT. She's the reigning SHOT limited non-pro world champion from the show this past fall. And Gracie Bricker, a transfer from Clarendon College, is our reigning reserve national champion non-pro. Wow. Right now at this last show. So it got a lot of excitement going on. We got a nice new trailer people can see parked out at the horse center, purchased by sponsors. You can see those sponsor mm-hmm. stickers all over that trailer. It's a really, really sharp thing. And so we have that to go down the road. Last year we had 11 on the team. Because of the popularity of this team this mm-hmm. year, I'm looking at possibly as somewhere between 15 and 20.
Wow.
On the team this year coming.
Wow. Well, I know a lot of kids probably don't hear about this major as big as kind of like animal science or ag comm, mm-hmm. but those kids that are interested in the equine sciences or interested in the ranch horse program, mm-hmm. what do you got to tell them to, you know, this is a great major. This can, you know, fuel your career for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. So the equine program and us, there's other schools that have similar programs. The teams that make up, and they draw in a lot of our students. Obviously, Dr. Pipkin will be in, and as a coach of the judging team, you know, Dr. Pipkin is to collegiate horse judging what Mike Krzyzewski is to men's college basketball coaches. he's the, you know, most awarded, most successful over the length of time he's been here, collegiate horse judging team coach, you know, in the history of this country. And so the judging team, horse judging has brought in students to WT as long as he's been here. And so that has always been one of the major draws. Coach Amanda Ellis coaches our equestrian team, our intercollegiate horse show team. And that is a team that has had incredible success ever since this program started back in about 1993-94. Our first coach was Rebecca Bachman, who won one of the first national championships of any kind for WT when she coached the equestrian team. Coach Ellis took this team over, man, I've lost track, I think it's 12 or 13 years ago, somewhere there. And she has had an equal amount of success. This past spring, she was the only school, she coached the only school, WT, the only school to have both a Western and English team qualify for national championships. And that's over hundreds of schools that compete in IHSA. And so, and then the rodeo team, and lots of schools have rodeo teams. So we consider all four of those teams, the ranch horse team, rodeo team, equestrian team, judging team, as teams under the umbrella of the equine program. And that's really what draws a lot of people in on the activity side. On the degree side, the reason that we have a separate major for that's got equine in the title is, as classic livestock go, you know, we don't eat the horse in this country, right? They're a hobby animal. They're a using animal. Everybody out there that works on them, rodeos on them, barrel races on them, you know, everybody knows the activities that involve the horse. The economy for just the horse is incredible. But it is a different beast. It is a different animal. It's not an end product animal. And so it is, people compete on that horse with what we call, you know, hobby money or leisure time, leisure dollars, so to speak, and we're not feeding them out to eat them at a certain point. And so the economics of the horse industry are quite a bit different. It's a hobby industry. It's not an end product food industry like the entire rest of our department is, of course, but it's still an agricultural animal. And so it, and that's the reason over the years that, here at WT and some other schools out there have either separate degrees for equine interested students or at least options in the equine world. And it's because it's a it's not an end product animal, it's a hobby animal.
Well, Dr. Baker, congratulations on all your success this year with the Ranch Horse Program. And students out there, if you want a place to go for equine sciences or just to be involved, I kid you not, WT is one of the number one schools in the country for this program and all the activities that they do. If you're interested in judging, or if you want to do English riding, or if you want to be a part of the rodeo team, I trust you. We've got a spot somewhere for you, and we will make sure it happens. But again, Dr. Baker, thank you so much for coming out and talking a little bit about the equestrian program.
Thank you, Bryce, and go Buffs.